The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Good. Well, Daniel is in town meeting with some of the other 50 Can crew, and we're lucky to have him on the show. So we're going to get to hear a little bit extra about Minnesota as we play Part in the Gadfly. Pamela, get started.
The textbook company Pearson has been a fixture in the news this past week. For instance, an error on their part led to 2,700 New York City students to be erroneously told that they were ineligible for seats in public gifted and talented programs. Is it fair to say that Pearson has too much influence?
What do you think, Daniel? I mean, there's been times when groups like yours or Michelle Rees or others talk about putting students first. You know, when we talk a lot about the problem with adult interests like the unions, but these textbook and testing companies are a big issue as well, right?
Yeah, well, you know, Pearson is huge. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is some of the folks that they think are a different textbook company are actually owned by Pearson also. So yeah. Now you've got one entity that's overseeing a lot of things. And I think that can be dangerous. I think we have to be careful because you got to have some checks and balances on quality control. And so this example, I think, is, you know, might just be the latest example, but there are certainly other places where not having different voices and different perspectives can really hurt the quality of some of the things that they're producing and some of the things that they're putting out there.
You know, we strongly believe here at Fordham in two things, both standards. So we do believe that there should be some common expectations, but also in choice, that there's lots of different ways of getting there. Part of that is the idea that there should be different kinds of curricular materials and textbooks that schools can choose from. But if one company publishes all the same textbooks and they also are the ones working on that test, the kids are going to be aligned to, that is an awful lot of power. And it certainly creates opportunities for some foul play, or at the least, it just creates opportunities for shoddy quality. I mean, if they have bad ideas about curriculum and bad ideas about testing, it can infect the whole system.
Yeah, you know, we definitely believe in local control and allowing, you know, schools and districts and teachers to make decisions about what they're putting in front of their kids. But if that, you know, if what is out there is limited by a single company holding so much power over those things, I think that should be a little bit worrisome. And we should try to figure out how to give space for other companies to get in the game.